Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Brian Marcel is here. Brian has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last couple of years. He's the founder and the chairman of the International Barcode System Group. He's the author of Raise the Bar, Change the Game, and he's a technology expert, an entrepreneur extraordinaire, an IOTA pro, and he's our good friend. Brian Marcel, welcome to the show.
Great to be back, Jim. It's always nice talking to you.
It's good to have you here.
Over there.
So how are things in London?
Sorry?
You guys just, you're post-Brexit, right? And England left the European Union, folks, as you know, last year. How are things going with now that you guys are disconnected from Brussels?
Well, I mean, we're all pretty pleased that it's happened. And I think, I don't know if you've read about this EU vaccination fiasco where they failed to order vaccines until 3 months after we did. And
wow.
So now they've only vaccinated less than 10% of their population, whereas we vaccinated 50% of our adults because we put in huge amounts of money for these vaccinations.
Right.
Back in June, we took a punt and a risk, and we backed 7 different vaccination companies, and every single one's come up with a vaccine that works.
Right.
So the EU wanted us to be part of their, to jointly with all the EU companies to negotiate this, but we decided not to. Look what's happened. We've got the vaccine, they haven't. And now they're screaming and yelling and threatening to block us.
Really?
Block our vaccines.
So yeah, they're trying to penalize you for being efficient and for not helping them in their inefficiency.
Yeah, exactly, and to cover their behinds so they don't lose their jobs because of their incompetence. And, I mean, this is appalling and going to ruin the EU's reputation because they'll be breaking contracts.
Right.
And people will think, do we really want to do business with the EU?
So this is a real controversy over there right now then, isn't it? You know, it's not a big deal. America is not really talking about this very much. This is interesting.
Well, I don't know, because why would you be interested? Because you got your own problems. But
well,
that
is well said. That's a fact. There's no question about that. It's not like we don't have enough things to talk about over here, right? Right, Brian?
Exactly.
but so what do you think? So adults are 50% vaccinated in England, and less than 10% in the EU.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, and a lot less in some of the countries.
Right.
And what is also stupid is, and I'd like to speak to your listeners about this, because you're going to use the AstraZeneca vaccine. In fact, you've got about 30 million doses, I think, in America that haven't been used yet. And there's a lot of rumors going around in Europe that it's not effective and it causes blood clots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well. Okay, so it's just been disproved as absolute nonsense, got nothing to do with it. There'd be no further incidents of blood clots than there are normally. I think there'd been about 10 cases.
Mm-hmm.
And, and the risk of catching COVID is a lot more dangerous than the risk of blood clots.
Five of those people were going to get blood clots anyway. So... I don't think we're worried about that as much anymore over here. So how has give us a report on how the EU is right now with regard to the coronavirus pandemic. Where are you? Are you guys opened up now?
No. Poland's just gone into lockdown. Germany's just going into lockdown.
Well, what about the UK? I meant to say, what about the UK?
Oh, no. Well, so the UK, we're supposed to, on March 29th, our sports facilities will open. So we'll be able to play golf and tennis. And we'll be able, on the 12th of April, we'll be able to eat in a restaurant or pub outside only. Mm-hmm. And we'll be able to see more than one family member. Not until May the 17th where we'll be allowed to travel internationally. But now that's at risk because of the bad vaccination program in the EU. Because if we go to the EU, we can pick up a virus and bring it back to the UK. So they're talking today about fining us £5,000 if we travel for holidays.
Right.
And this is likely to go through to the middle of June, June 12th, in fact, when all restrictions are supposedly going to be taken off and we get back to a normal life, quote unquote.
Right.
But that's the current roadmap. So we'll have to see what happens.
Here's a quick question. Ireland, of course, is bifurcated, right? Northern Ireland and then the larger part in the south, which is still part of the UK, right? I mean of the EU, still part of the EU.
This is the thing. So the Northern Ireland is part of the EU and part of the UK.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Time out. I thought Northern Ireland was the UK totally. Was totally UK.
It is, but in terms of trade and customs union.
So are they? My point is, with regard to the vaccine, are they benefiting? Is the islands of Ireland the two governments? Those two sovereigns, are they part of UK or part of EU?
So Southern Ireland, if you like, or mainland Ireland, or whatever you want to call it, is part of the EU.
They're EU. Yeah,
and
they're not
Northern
UK.
Ireland, and Northern Ireland is part of the UK. But for trade purposes, they also are considered in the EU customs zone, which is why we have to have a border down the Irish Sea. So goods.
But my question
England,
is, how are they being treated with regard to the vaccine?
Yeah, so that's it. Ireland is being treated by the EU, so they're short.
The entire island, north and south.
No, Northern Ireland is part of the UK.
So the Northern Ireland is benefiting from your vaccine regimen, and the Southern part, the larger part, is not. That's interesting. Quick break, right back with Brian Marcel. We're going to talk about IoT.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.